Today is World Sleep Day, would you believe? I didn't know there was a World Sleep Day. At times I wish I was asleep, but I thought we should get in one of our great sponsors. Just heard there on the back of the commercial, Beenleigh Sleep Clinic, to find out about CPAP and all this stuff means. We're hearing that a lot more now, and sleep apnea and all these machines, and how important it is to get a good night's sleep. Kylie Gibson is from the Beenleigh Sleep Clinic and has made the trip up the M1 to join us here at Cannon Hill. Hey, Kylie, how are you?
Well, thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. One question I've always wanted to ask you, what's CPAP, a CPAP machine?
So CPAP stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. So it's an airway splint to stabilise the muscles and the soft tissue at the back of the throat so it doesn't collapse and cause pauses in breathing when the person's asleep.
So that's what sleep apnea is it, when you have those pauses in breathing? Okay.
Yes.
So how many people would, do you reckon, just roughly, percentage of the population would potentially have sleep apnea but don't know?
So statistically, about 30% of the adult population suffer it, and around about 4 to 5% are actually diagnosed.
Okay. So quite a fair few that don't get diagnosed.
No.
What effect does it have on your sleep?
Well, your sleep is constantly fragmented. So we've seen cases where people will stop breathing, 150 times an hour. So technically they're not breathing. They take 3 or 4 short, sharp, snorty breaths and then pause again for another, 10 seconds. Sometimes I've seen apneas that last longer than 2 minutes. So the person is absolutely not getting any oxygen into their body for over 2 minutes. So consequently, oxygen levels are dropping in the body. The brain realizes that there's a problem and that they're not getting any oxygen. So it sends technically a shockwave through the body to wake up. So when you're awake, you have muscle tone. So the airway opens, air flows into the lungs and oxygen is restored. The problem with that shockwave is your heart gets the same message as the back of the throat. So we start to see cardiovascular disease can present in people that have got untreated OSA for a long time.
So are there any signs for people who haven't had it diagnosed or don't necessarily think they have sleep apnea? Would they be waking up regularly and wondering why am I doing this, or just feeling tired? Is there anything that stands out?
Often the patient, a lot of people completely have no idea that there's something wrong except that they snore. So that's very, very common. A lot of people might think that their daytime fatigue and tiredness is just caused to their lifestyle. So, they're stressed, they work too hard, they're getting a bit older, they're getting a bit fatter. So that's just part of aging, but that's absolutely not the case. You shouldn't be feeling like that during the day. And they're very classic symptoms. So snoring, being tired, waking up unrefreshed, unexplained weight gain, falling asleep very, very quickly or at inappropriate times, not being able to concentrate for long periods. Yeah, which most people assume is just
people listening now thinking, well, that sort of sums me up to a certain if you snore, does that mean you have sleep apnea?
No.
Right. So it's just one of these symptoms that could lead to that.
Yeah, but snoring is still classified as disordered breathing.
Right.
But an apnea, by definition, is a pause in breath for longer than 10 seconds.
Okay.
So there's absolutely no breathing at all.
So what would happen if I came into the Beenleigh Sleep Clinic and I come in and said, righto, Kylie, I think I might have some sleep issues with sleep apnea or whatever it may be. What do you do?
So we would conduct a sleep study on you. If you meet the bulk billing criteria, it would be free. Then we would place quite a few electrodes and leads all over your body and send you home to sleep for the night as best you can. So whatever you normally do, and often people might have a dozen beers or something before bed, we want to replicate normal sleep. So what's normal for the patient? Then they remove the equipment in the morning. It comes back to our lab. We analyze it. We look at all of the physiology of sleep. So what's happening with your heart, what's happening with your oxygen, your breathing, your body position, your brain waves, your jaw movements. And we put it all together and give you a 5-page report to tell you exactly what's happening with your sleep.
And what am I likely? Just say that I had sleep. What then is the next step? I'd come back and you'd fit me out with something or what?
So also everybody that has a sleep study gets a consultation with a scientist to go through their results. They are referred back to their GP because we need a referral to be able to perform the test. if you test positive, we would be giving you some treatment recommendations that our physician would recommend.
Is that the mask?
It can be, and often if your apnea index, so how many times per hour you stop breathing, is significant, that would be the primary recommendation. I mean, CPAP is the gold standard for treatment. And like even on the way in here today, I was talking to somebody in the waiting room and they said, oh, God, no, I hate it. I dread it. You know, it's not... But it's just not like that anymore. So,
well, that was going to be my next point, that there is this... Is there not this perception that you're walking around as if you're about to get into a spacecraft? You've got this big mask on and you're carrying oxygen bottles when you go to bed.
Yeah, so that's the perception.
Yes.
Forget it. It's nothing like that. So, and a lot of the older machines are like that, and they're noisy and they're uncomfortable and the masks don't seal and they're sometimes more trouble than they're worth. But the newer devices are a lot more comfortable. People look forward to going to bed. And when we put the mask on them for the first time, which is often sometimes just a couple of little nose plugs, they go, oh, is that all? Well, this is a walk in the park. This is easy. So it's absolutely not what people think. But at least with us, you get to try it. We make you really comfortable with treatment and then you can decide once you're fully informed.
Okay, so if someone's listening now and thinks that they would like to come and see you and get someone to sit down and I suppose just have a talk about it so they understand better, how do they get in touch?
So they can go to our website or they can call us directly. Our website has also got contact us links on them.
Right.
We have health questionnaires on there as well. So it can give you a lot of information and reports to download so you can be more informed before you contact us. Sleep apnea tends to affect the older population. So, and they like talking to people and we like talking as well. So everybody wins.
So yeah. The website address?
www.beanleysleep.com. .com.au, so without the clinic at the end.
Okay.
Yep.
beanleysleep.com.au. Do I wish you a happy World Sleep Day, Kylie, or is that a bit over the top?
Sleep Health Day.
Sleep Health Day, is it? Okay. Or is that a bit over the top? Just happy World Sleep Health Day then. All right.
Okay.
Kylie Gibson from Beanley Sleep Clinic. If you do have trouble with sleeping, that might be the reason. Give Kylie and the team a call there at Beanley Sleep Clinic, and who knows, you could be blissfully sleeping within a matter of weeks, days.
You will feel remarkably better on the first night.
There you go.
That's how quickly it works.
Drive safe back down to Beanley with these storms around. All right.
Thanks, mate.
Kylie Gibson from Beanley Sleep Clinic. It's 3:15.